as far as the drug problem goes, I would increase funding on education and the harmful effects of drugs in an attempt to prevent people from using them in the first place. The opioid crisis was essentially caused by the pharmaceutical industry prescribing people opioids and overprescribing them. Like I said, I'm a chiropractor. I understand completely how that works. They were overprescribing opioids. People got addicted to the opioids, and they took them off the opioids, and they had nothing to do to treat their pain. Fentanyl, all of those things were pushed heavily, and now they're reeling back on that. I'm a fan of a no-drug approach to a lot of the pain ailments, or a definitely reduced drug approach. To tackle the drug problem, you have to tackle why people want the drugs. That's the key. You're going to have to tackle it at the source on why people are using those drugs. And that comes with education and prevention and, once again, family values. Human beings have been using drugs forever, and they'll continue to use drugs. And the only way to curb that is through education. I do not support the legalization, recreational legalization of marijuana. We would have to, of course, repeal the law making recreational marijuana legal. That would be one of the steps in it. Like I said, and increase overall education as to the harmful side effects of drug addiction and drug use, and instill, and especially our children, that drug use is very harmful, it's addictive, it's not the right path to take, and that's the route I would take. I would take a prevention route overall. Like I said, I'm not in favor of recreational marijuana being legal.